Just so you know, each week we receive hundreds of legal inquiries. The legal team selects the best questions from the week, and then we share them with you. Here are a few questions that I received from inquiries made to my office recently. The first question is from Morgan J. in Armada, Michigan. Morgan says, "I entered into a bad land contract deal and I need help. The title company signed the deed over, amongst other things. I bought my house in February 2020 and put it up for sale in October 2020. I did not know this wasn't allowed as I have a rural development loan. I used a realtor and she wrote a bad land contract for the sale. The buyer does not pay as agreed, and I want to do a forfeiture, but don't trust myself to try that alone and really don't have retainer fee funds. I also received a letter from my mortgage company calling the loan due to illegal title transfer. I am of the understanding the title company had me sign over the deed when they should not have. I did try to ask the broker for help, and he said, 'Sorry about your bad deal, but that realtor doesn't work here anymore. I am at such a loss and do not want to lose everything I've worked hard for. What is your advice?' Well, Morgan, the real estate agent and their broker may be responsible for writing a legal document as non-attorneys. With regards to your land contract being called due, lenders and banks usually have provisions in their mortgage that call a note due upon the conveyance of title. The issue is whether or not title was actually conveyed at the signing of the land contract. Finally, instead of doing this on your own, you should consult with a competent real estate attorney regularly who deals with land contracts and mortgage banks." The next question comes from Corey C. in Kingsford, Michigan. They say, "Somebody gave me money to start a business that never got off the ground. There were problems on top of problems and no money to continue forward. Am I required to give the money back? I never signed anything and only talked about hoping it would be successful. It never made it to an official business." So, Corey, what was the agreement with the person or entity that gave you the money? If the business never took off, but you did work to get the business moving forward, was there any agreement concerning compensation to get the business off the ground? More information would be needed. The final question today is from Shelley from Farmington Hills. She says, "I received a phone call from a tenant stating that a leak in a bedroom had started the night before. As a result, a part of the ceiling fell down due to the excessive rain damaging some of the tenant's property. Am I responsible for any of the tenant's property that was damaged?" Well, Shelley, the landlord, tenant relationship has several implied warranties that the state law recognizes. The warranty of habitability requires landlords to keep their property habitable regardless if there are provisions in the lease that require a tenant to make minor repairs. Large repair items such as this are going to be the landlord's responsibility unless clearly spelled out otherwise in the lease. I hope that helps. Thanks for listening to today's question and answer podcast. If you liked what you heard and learned, please share this podcast session with your friends and family. Feel free to contact us if you have any questions regarding contracts or real estate issues at provenresource.com. Dedicated to your success, David Sobel.